Hello, my burbs, my cute burbs.
Hi. So some of you won't care about this, and that's fine. You can just ignore it. But some of you, I think, will like to know the expansion of the Yum Cinematic Universe, also known as the Yumverse. So, okay. Obviously, there is me, who is Yum, and also Elle, because Elle is based on me. And when I first started making audios, like, years ago, I was not comfortable, like, being myself as much as I am now. So I was definitely, like, a lot less weird and a lot more sexy. I mean, I was always weird, but, like, I played aggressive F-sub a lot more than I do now. And I know that I'm really good at aggressive F-sub, and that's part of why I did it all the time, because I felt comfortable there. So, as I've grown as, like, an artist, I've also grown into myself, which is that, like, I'm weird and whimsical and silly, and that's, like, just part of me and who I am. So, you know, a lot of my more recent improvs have been much more grounded in, like, you know, who I am. But I don't always want to be exactly who I am, you know? Like, it's fun to put on different characters and stuff. So I made Blair because I knew people had always wanted me to use my lower register, like, more like this down here. And it's like a subtle change, but it's just the way that Blair talks and the way that she carries her voice. That's just different than me, you know, even if, like, the actual tone is, like, the same. So Blair was as I started to get more comfortable with F-Dom, I wanted a place for, like, the F-Dom to live, because it's not, like, my bread and butter. Like, it's not, you know, like, my soul. And I do enjoy it, and I'm, like, experimenting with it more, but I didn't want to feel, like, pressure to have Elle, who is, like, my heart and soul, to, like, do something that didn't feel like it aligned with her. So Blair, that's, like, where and how and why Blair was born. And I've been having such a good time with Blair, because when I stopped feeling fear about everything being, you know, fully rooted in exactly who I am, I was able to become more of an actor. So that's Blair. But we have a new Avenger. And her name is Eden. So if you go back to, like, a lot of my earliest work, it was a very aggressive F-sub, and it was very, like, seductress, and I know that I'm really good at it, but the thing was that I found it, like, when I started to stream more, when I started to interact with the community more, I realized that I couldn't keep that up all the time. Like, I just, I'm too fucking giggly and weird, like, it just wasn't gonna work. So I embraced it, and I just kind of, like, let my real personality shine, you know, in the little gremlin bean that is Elle. And sometimes I'll do Elle audios, and she's like, more up here, like this, like, Blair, come on. Or, you know, it's more in my normal register, but, like, the character is always the same. Like, she's always just kind of can't believe. She, like, can't believe that she's able to be here as a person, because she's just, like, so happy. Like, she just has such a joy for life. And that's, like, that's a genuine part of me that I've never really felt safe to express anywhere until now. So some people don't like it. Some people are like, you know, I like when you're sexy better, and that's okay. But, like, this is who I am. So, So anyway, I was thinking, like, it doesn't feel like authentic to me to have Elle be, you know, calling herself a dumb fucking whore all the time. But I also like that sometimes. So I was like, well, maybe I need to have a bitchy kind of popular girl energy character. And so I created Eden. First, I designed her outfit because I love a bimbo aesthetic so much. This is the first time we have a character whose hair is like fully blonde. Like she's, and she only wears pink. Like she's totally like a mean girl. So the kind of content that you can expect from Eden is in a lot of ways going back to the roots of kind of what put me on the map, which was my aggressive F-sub stuff, where she's a bitch who gets put in her place. I haven't decided if she'll have any F-dog. She might at some point, but at least for now, the main kind of vibe that I feel from her is like, she's gonna be fucking put in her place because she's a bitch. And that's just where I'm at with it. That doesn't mean that the character can't evolve. The characters will always evolve. That's just like the nature of creating, you know, living, breathing characters. But, you know, with Blair, I did like a whole lore video and stuff. I'll link that here if you haven't seen it. But Eden is much more like, she doesn't, like, Blair and Elle, I consider two sides of the same coin, where Eden, I consider, like, she's, like, a side quest, like, she's, like, her own thing, because I don't feel like she has, like, an intrinsic connection, per se, but we'll see how it fleshes out. Anyway, I wanted to share it because my first Eden audio is a Safer Work audio. It'll be out on YouTube. Probably by the time you hear this, it will already be out. But, and she's not on YouTube. You know, YouTube is so insane about censoring everything we do. She can't really, like, be that mean on YouTube. But you'll hear more because you guys voted for Eden to be, well, you didn't know it was Eden, but you voted for my new character for the first exclusive for February. So that will be like her official Not Safe for Work debut. And I think in a lot of ways, people, if you've been around for a long time, nothing that you hear from her will like be surprising, because back to my earliest audios, this is the kind of character I embodied, just because it felt like safe for me. Where, you know, the stuff I've made with Elle is a lot more personal to me. So anyway, all of this is to say, I'm really excited for the future of my characters in this universe, and it just makes me so happy. It literally makes me so happy. Like, it gets me almost as excited as watching Jurassic Park. Like, it's on a similar level. It gets me that hyped up, like, seriously. So, yeah. I'm nervous, but also Eden's really hot. She looks like such a bimbo, but she's such a cunt. I'm not sure if I'm gonna have her stay permanently evil, but she's evil, I think. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna stop yapping now, but I just wanted to share this with you. There will be more characters added, but I only like to add them as I feel comfortable, or as I feel like they organically kind of appear. I'm not like trying to meet a character quota or anything. It's just specifically like when I feel like the vibes are right. And I've been marinating on Eden for months. I've had her design done for months, but I was trying to figure out who she was, and I finally feel like I did. I'll also add, for people that enjoy my breathier, like more like up here like this, where it's like very sexy, breathy. Like that's Eden. So I think that people will also enjoy her for sleep aid content. And like I said, she can't even really be mean on YouTube. So if you're not into bitches, you don't have to worry that much, because the sleep aid content, you'll hear. It'll be out soon. So anyway, okay, burbs. I'm really excited. There's been a bunch of you that are like new here, and I'm just, it's really been like a hard year getting banned on Instagram and then restricted on YouTube like a million times, and then having to do like a whole crazy other strategy to with the shorts so I could get back into the algo. And you know, when I literally made over 20 audios in December and published them all, like it's the most content I've ever made. So I know it's kind of crazy because I'm starting the year off with such a bang, like releasing a new character and stuff, but it feels good to me, you know. I'm doing it because like I want to, and I feel like that's the most important thing, is remaining true to myself. And I feel like that's how you always get the best work from me. So yeah, thank you for being here and for supporting me. I appreciate you guys so much. As a reminder, if you're not on the server, you should join, because I stream on there pretty regularly. And I'll be back to Twitch soon. I'll be back to streaming on Fansly soon as well. I've just been having to take a little break because I've been going through some health things, but don't worry, I'll be fine. Okay, have a good day. Mwah.